This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We got a lot to talk about today on the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Chuck Schumer threatening SCOTUS judges, and people are calling for his head, and rightfully so. We'll talk about that. But I want to continue on this thread that I was talking about last hour, and that is Trump's popularity, Trump's ability to get out the vote, Trump's wide appeal, etc. One of my buddies, he's dating a girl, and she's a very conservative, but she does not like Donald Trump. She hates him. And he was telling me, I don't think she's ever going to vote for him. In fact, they almost broke up over it. I said, it would have been doing you a favor. He said she went to counseling over it. I'm not even kidding, guys. This is a true story. Went to counseling over him liking Trump. And he goes, I don't like Trump. I like the outcome of Trump's policies. Well, but he's this and that and this and that. And then she's giving him all these talking points. And his brother gives him a bunch of talking points. The family's raised conservative. Sister and another brother, staunch conservatives. One brother, very liberal, school teacher. Doesn't have to deal with these issues, right? Well, anyway, this brother and the brother of my buddy and his girlfriend, they hate Trump. The brother is a lefty. The girlfriend is a conservative, but doesn't like the way Trump does things. You know, talking points. Trump's a racist, he's a misogynist, he's a blah, 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 he's a xenophobe, etc. None is true. And she's a very bright girl, very worldly. She's financially, and by the way, she's black chick. He's a white guy. Yeah. So he's telling me this, and I was like, wow, really? And I'm not going to get all up in people's Kool-Aid, when you don't even know the flavor, right? But yeah, I'm listening to him, but the biggest issue he said for him in dealing with her is that she says Trump needs to act a different way. So he's trying to step in and be, I can understand, and I go, shut up. Don't even get started. That's your girlfriend. You're letting something else do the talking for you here. So just be quiet. The reason why Trump is president is because he confronts. Let's just be very clear. If Trump didn't tweet, if he didn't give out nicknames, everybody's like, well, he shouldn't be giving out those nicknames, and he shouldn't be tweeting like that. Well, then you're saying he shouldn't be president. Right? Now, if we can agree that got him noticed, and probably he would even agree with me that he wouldn't be president if he didn't do it, then the question you got to be asking yourself is, why does it work? Well, while you're decrying it, I have more people than you can shake a stick at. Kevin, I just wish you were more presidential. I wish you wouldn't do that. Knows those nicknames, and he's still on Twitter, and he's still, doing these sort of childish things. And I go, and you should be asking yourself, why does it work? How do you feel about it? Well, I like him, but. I like him, but what? But what? You're listening? You're seeing those things and you're going, I like his policy on trade, but why does he got to say that about so-and-so? And why does he have to pick a fight here and all that? What did you just say? You like his policy on trade? I like his policy on how he's dealing with criminal justice reform. I like his policy on taxes. I like his policy on the economy. I like his How many presidents do you know where you go, man, I really like, it's funny, when he did that response to Iran and he bombed Suleiman, he didn't have to spike the football. Yeah, but he bombed Suleiman, right? And details around it. Why do you know those doggone details? Because, see, I know why Because that childish behavior that you're talking about makes it sticky. It makes it resonate. You know what happens after it sticks for a while? You finally go, you know what? It did work. I can use real-life examples. I have a friend. He was anti-Trump. Hey, I like him, but don't talk on that. Those Twitter things, that really makes me mad. Twitter. Trump gets elected about a year, 2 years, whatever. I said, hey, what do you feel about Trump and Twitter? I got to tell you, Kev, it's kind of grown on me. Really, it grew on you. How did it grow? let me ask, do you think it grew on the people in Colorado where the number of let me just give you these again. In Vermont and Minnesota, Trump's vote totals beat every past incumbent's totals in the last four decades. In Maine, the president's vote total bested every primary candidate's totals since before Ronald Reagan. In Massachusetts, similar story, with Trump aggregating a higher total than past incumbent Republicans since before Reagan. And in the deeply blue California, 82% reporting, Trump had 1.4 million votes. Turnout numbers, enthusiasm in Colorado. Republican turnout greater than the three past Republican primaries combined. Do you know why? Because it's sticky. Now, you can go on and you can go, I don't like the way he says it, and you can repeat that and let other people have their ammunition to say, even you don't like when he says that stuff. Well, let me tell you what I say. I love it. I don't like it. I don't like it. I love it, love it, love it. Uh-oh. Yeah. I don't like it. I love it. I want some more of it, okay? I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. That's what I want. And that's what you should want because it's working. It's working. The evident enthusiasm, Kayleigh McEnany wrote, was clear in the red states and swing states, even in blue states Tuesday, indicating that the Republican Party is more unified than ever before and growing in numbers. And Tuesday night's results are reflective of the data the Trump campaign collects in lead up to rallies. The campaign routinely finds out that about a quarter of those registered to attend Trump rallies are Democrats, and around 10 to 15% did not vote in 2016. You find me any Democrat that has those kind of numbers. You know what the Democrats are trying to figure out to do right now? How do we keep our base from not shrinking, going over to Trump? How do we keep the Bernie faction from not leaving us when we steal this election from him? And I don't even think that they're stealing it from him. I mean, Bernie is what he is. If he can't beat a brain-dead moron like Joe Biden, then he doesn't deserve it. Hillary Clinton was a real challenge. Joe Biden was not a challenge. He was not dyed in the wool. The media wasn't all in for him until late. Now they are. But Bernie doesn't have an excuse about not beating brain dead Joe. Creepy Joe. Creepy freaky Joe. No excuse. If he could do it, he should have done it. Now, I'm going to tell you what I said about Bernie when I come back because we're not out of time. But I was talking about how long should he stay in.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Bernie Sanders needs to stick around until the very end. He needs to be the Kasich, you know, just hanging on there like a hair on a biscuit. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Now, I didn't like Kasich for doing it because by the time he did it, Trump was a foregone conclusion. But I'm just saying, I'm using him as an example. Bernie Sanders has a shot. There's going to be ebb and flow. I talked about this the other day. Bernie's got a good chance of winning the next, certainly winning, I think it was Washington or whatever. And Michigan, you know, maybe not so much. We'll see. They'll likely be a split because one of the states is a real Bernie type state and the other one's one that's a battleground state. And I'm sure the Biden campaign with a new influx of cash and of course all the media stuff, and I'm sure Bloomberg turned over all his media buys and said flood him with Biden. So there's a lot of that that's going on. It's going to make it tough for Bernie, but he'll be in it. Then they got the next one after that. So March the 10th, then they got the next one that's coming up after that. There's going to be quite a few more states, and Bernie should hold his own. Now, the momentum has definitely shifted to Joe Biden. But Bernie, if he's the ideologue I believe him to be, he's not going to drop out and let this thing go easy. I just don't feel like he will. I could be wrong. I have been wrong before. I didn't think Biden was going to be their guy. But now I think Biden's, they're locked in. But I'm actually happy about it. I'm happy to be wrong. There are times when you can be wrong and you can be happy about it. You know what I'm saying? If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. If being right means living with Bernie, I'd rather live in wrong doing life. Oh, people say it's a shame. It's a downright disgrace. Oh, man, if loving Bernie is wrong, I don't want to be right. So there's a time when I don't mind being right, being wrong. I'm sorry, if loving you is wrong. Because I don't, if Biden is a guy, good, great. Great. The Democrats wanted this matchup. They asked for this fight. I was talking to a friend of mine. I was like, you know what Trump does when you want to pick a fight? Donald Trump says, somebody hold my jacket. He takes off his tie, unbuttons that top button of his shirt, and he says, now let's do this. And you know what happens when you do that? When somebody picks a fight with you, especially when you're clean, you know what I'm saying? When you're clean. Well, let me translate for you white folks. When you're looking good, you're dressed up, you're ready to go out. When somebody picks a fight with you in your suit and you take off your top, your jacket and you take off your tie and you unbutton that top button of a dress shirt and you leave those slacks up, you just pull them up a little bit so you got a little kicking room. You know what they do? They go, whoa, hey, hey, hang on a minute, hold on. You know, I mean, we just talking here. You want to know how I know? I've been there. I'm the dude that says, I don't have to have on a gi and a belt and, you know, and be all Master Kwan on you. I will fight you in sweats, but I'll fight you in a suit. And if somebody that's willing to fight you in a suit is somebody that says, so what? It cost me $1,000. It's worth it to teach you a lesson. That's when you go, okay. Let's just all back away slowly. It's good. It's all good. That's what Donald Trump does. He says, I'll take this coat off. I'll take this tie off. I'll unbutton this top button of my dress shirt. Probably cost him $250-$300. And he says, and we'll go at it because I got plenty of suits. But I got one reputation. And that's what the left don't understand about this man. So here's what I was talking about with Bernie. I want Bernie to stick around. I want him to hang in there as long as he can. And then when they steal it from him, his people are going to be that much more mad. If Bernie gives up right now, we lose some of that. People will be, well, I mean, you know, we got to unite around Biden. But if Bernie goes, nope, I'm not giving in to this. Let me tell you, you better know with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul, there are Democrats going, Bernie, please drop out. Get behind Biden. He'll give you a good role. We'll make it worth your while. They're begging this man, and Bernie's like, you can beg all you want, but you know, he's already talking about Biden is the same type of, he's no better than Trump. He's no better than Donald Trump. Good. Keep saying that. Keep on going, boy. You know, and the billionaire interest, boy, that's good. They're going to eat him alive over that here pretty soon. So we need more infighting. Now, we don't need it in the sense that we'll lose the election without it. It would just be a nice half. It would be more nice stuff to be able to say, look at how these guys go at each other. Look at this right here. Oh, look over here. Look over here. Indeed, they say, Tuesday night's results are reflective of the data the Trump campaign collects in the lead up to the rallies. 10 to 15% of people who did not vote in 2016 attend those rallies and are going to vote. Think about that. The number of people that didn't vote in the previous election or whatever, but go, we're voting now. And of course, a quarter of these people are Democrats. What? Here's what Kaylee continued with. She says, for example, in Nevada, the most recent blue state where Trump campaign held a rally, 27% of rally registrants were black or Latino. 32% overall did not vote in 2016. Wow. The coalition, they say, is growing bigger than ever before, more energetic. Meanwhile, the Democratic Party is in complete disarray. Joe Biden surging. Bernie Sanders continues to collect competitive number of delegates. The chaos on the left or whatever could very well materialize into a brokered convention in which party elites or superdelegates could decide on the convention floor who the party's nominee would be. Somebody was asking me, you know, what happens if it's a brokered convention? I said, I honestly don't know. I don't know. Does Michelle Obama step in and save the day? Not going to happen. Do you think they're going to want Hillary?
Listen, Bernie, neither Bernie or Joe can make this. Why don't you just turn it over to me and whatever?
I don't know what's going to happen. Don't know and really don't care. They are in disarray. But you got all these now retreads, people that couldn't get it done. Beto O'Rourke, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, all of them standing alongside of Biden, endorsing the guy that they know is a brain damaged person. I'm going to tell you, this is not going away. When I talk about Biden being a brain dead moron, I know it sounds like a sound bite, like I'm trying to be funny. I'm not trying to be funny. He is a brain dead moron. Yeah, he can function. He appears to be functioning, but he's really not. Kaylee finishes with it. She says, while Democrats duke it out in a chaotic process that could end in a floor fight in Milwaukee, and while many in the media ignore the energy behind the Trump movement, Republican voters remain coalesced behind the president. As some in the media spin the narrative of Democrats on the rise, many of the same pundits who find themselves stunned by President Trump's victory in November 8th of 2016 will be even more stunned November 3rd, 2020.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless. Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump delivering remarks as he's touring some of the areas that were hardest hit by the tornadoes in Tennessee.
Well, I do have a message, and I have a message for the families of those that lost their lives. And we love them. They're special people. It's an incredible place, incredible state, tremendous heart. Already you see people rebuilding. I mean, it took place literally hours ago. couple of days, and they're already rebuilding. I've never seen. We were flying over. You see the blue roofs going up. It's all over the place. They're just great people. It's a great state.
273,000 jobs were created in February across the country. That's up from 165,000 predicted. The unemployment rate fell to a 50-year low to 3.5%. Those numbers were higher than the analysts had predicted. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
I don't get the Democrats. I really don't. I do understand they got a really bad situation brewing here. And one of my friends, we were discussing politics in general. And I have a lot of friends, so when I say these, I mean, these are different people. But he was saying, what happens if Biden just has a meltdown? You know, like he's brain dead, and he and Trump are debating, and he just has a meltdown. It's going to look bad for the president to pile on. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, by the way. TheKevinJacksonShow.com is where you can find out more about us. Get us on podcast. Download the show. Send the link for people to dip the show. Do whatever you need to do to promote it. We certainly appreciate you guys for doing that. Anyway, let me give you the answer. Have you ever seen a fight? A boxing match or a kickboxing match, and the guy is hurting the other guy. He's just pop, 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 pop. He's punching and bam. And the referee won't stop the fight. And finally, the dude who's beating up the other guy looks over to the ref and he's like, come here. You know, I don't want to keep hitting this guy. Right? He's showing the ref, watch, I can hit him anytime. And the guy doesn't do anything. Bap, bap, bap. Guy does nothing. So finally, the referee jumps in and goes, it's over, it's over. I said, that's what'll happen. I said, Donald Trump's not just going to pile on Joe Biden and start talking smack. When Joe Biden shows real signs of dementia, at first, Trump's going to, he's going to do what he's supposed to. He's going to just 1-2. You know, he's going to 1-2 combinations. 5-6-7 punch combination. And when Joe Biden can no longer respond, when he's out on his feet, he's going to call in the ref and go, really? Really? I refuse to hit him. And you know what it's going to do? It's going to be a wake-up call for the Democrats of just how bad they are. But see, Biden's got a whole other series of problems that have to do with him just being a blatant liar. A blatant liar. Here's what they said. This is the Federalist. 2020 Democratic presidential frontrunner Joe Biden claimed Saturday to have began his long career at Delaware State University. Now, why is this significant? Because he's from Delaware, right? Well, it's a historically black college. Now, the University of Delaware is where Biden actually went to school. And here's what Biden said. I got started out at an HBCU, Delaware State. Now, I don't want to hear anything negative about Delaware State here. They're my folks. This is what he said at a South Carolina town hall. Now, they write this. While Biden's comments make it unclear what the former vice president was exactly referring to during the Saturday's town hall, it is likely Biden was claiming to have gone to school there, given its own history of exaggerating his record on civil rights and his summer of gaffes. He's been criticized for his age and poor memory. Look, I don't know. I'm going to stop here for just a second and ask you a very simple question, audience that listens to the Kevin Jackson Show. You sages, you astute, very bright people, thank you for having the guts to follow the man who was fired from Fox from calling the Kavanaugh accusers lying skanks. I applaud you. I put a medal on you. In fact, we may make medals that have LS on it or something like IFLS or, you know, I fought lying skank, something like that. It'll be a ribbon. You can put it on your chest. Here's the deal. I applaud you for being so bright because you recognize the obvious in what's going on. Look, you know that nobody mixes up their college. You know this. I went to SMU, Southern Methodist University. If there was a Southern Methodist State University, I wouldn't go, I went to Southern Methodist State University. It was an all-black college, you know, in order to gain. I know where I went to school. I don't know if you differ with me on this, give me a ring, 844-551-8255. I think most people know I went to Ohio State versus Ohio U. I went to North Carolina State or I went to North Carolina, right? You know. Biden? So, look, either he is brain dead and he dreamed that he went to a black guy. He dolazoled himself, okay? Maybe he did that because nobody I know mixes up their college unless they got a brain problem. Nobody. I've never heard anybody go, yeah, I went to, you know, Arizona State when they went to the University of Arizona. In fact, in Arizona, if you say that, you might get beat up. I'm just kidding, but they don't like it. They don't like it at all. If you went to KU, Kansas, and versus Kansas State, huge difference. Huge difference. Most of the state universities are the favored universities over the regular university. I don't know why that is. I guess because the state university implies more blue collar. They're all cancers as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, so be it. Who mixes that up? I'm asking you. You tell me. Who mixes that up? I want an answer. So they said, the confusing mix-up occurred while Biden was touting his education plan to voters in the early primary state as the campaign begins to downplay expectations in Iowa, New Hampshire, and pivoting its focus, of course. Now, this article was before Super Tuesday. Biden had already said this. Then, after Super Tuesday, he mixes up his wife and his sister, or wife and his daughter, or something like that. Who does that? Biden's got serious problems. And these people just want to pretend, oh, it's okay. It was like when we told everybody Hillary Clinton was suffering from some serious issues during the campaign. Oh, whatever, whatever. Yeah, she had serious issues during the campaign and nobody wanted to say a word about it. So Bernie Sanders would be smart to stay in. Now, let's talk about Bernie for a little bit. Bernie's success with youth speaks volumes about our education system. You guys know we run a thing called Seeking Educational Excellence. And Bernie Sanders is he's the youth, the output of colleges and universities, and sometimes these K-12s are the reason why this organization exists. But here's what somebody wrote about this, about Bernie. After the primary, it says that the Vermont senator and the former VP are on a collision course in a race to take on President Trump. And Sanders contended Wednesday that Biden had much to explain to the American voters, from trade deals to the Iraq war, the health care system, and the social safety net. Sanders aimed to draw distinctions between him and Biden's record. So, as I said, Bernie Sanders doesn't seem like he's going away. And in fact, he's adding to Biden's woes because he now has to, he's got the complete stage to set the, you know, to set Biden up to say, okay, what about this and what about this and why did you do this, Mr. Vice President, and why did you do that? And here's what he says. He framed the next phase of the Democratic primary as a fundamental question of which side are you on? He cast Biden as beholden to billionaire donors, questioning whether a candidate backed by the corporate world would bring about changes for working families, changes that they supposedly desperately need. Maybe not so as desperately as Bernie says, because they have lived almost 4 years under President Trump. He says, the American people have got to understand that this is a conflict about ideas, about our record, about our vision for where we go forward. That's what he said at his campaign headquarters. I want you to understand, 10 days ago, whatever, not even 10 days ago, prior to Super Tuesday, Bernie Sanders was walking around like the big boy on campus, like they, you know, he was the big rooster in the hen house, right? And now he's fighting for his political life. And the question is, how long, how hard will he fight? He says, he insisted he did not want the campaign to denigrate into a Trump-type effort ridiculed with personal attacks. Well, then, Bernie, you don't want to be president. Welcome to the new Democratic primary, they said, the result of a whirlwind few days where Biden swiftly stacked up support as centrist alternatives to him fell to the wayside. As a two-person race develops, Biden cast Sanders' sweeping proposals as too much of a risk for a party that has one chance to deny Trump a second term at the White House. So he says Sanders is divisive. He won't accept defeat. They pointed to his bitter Democratic primary fight 4 years ago with Hillary Clinton that ended with a chaotic nominating convention and Trump's election. They're using that to say, you know, look at what Bernie's doing. He's the reason. They've already set up their first excuse for why they're about to get their butts kicked. Biden's strategy, they say, capitalizes on Clinton's successful effort to brand Sanders as more unlikable than Biden among women who favor the former vice president by 12 percentage points during his 12-state romp Super Tuesday, according to exit polls. Averages showing Sanders lost black voters by even more, 34%. The Biden campaign tangentially brought up race in bashing the senator. Surprise, surprise. So there's your strategy. Bernie's polarizing. I mean, they're the same thing they do with Trump. Oh, Trump, he can't bring this. He's polarizing the women. He's polarizing the minorities and everything. Bernie Sanders, toast, man. And the tactics they're using are the tactics of the left.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats have a lot to worry about, folks. A lot more. If you think that things are smooth sailing for them, forget the Bernie versus Biden issue. Forget that. Forget the broker's convention. The factions within the Democratic Party, AOC and Tlaib and Omar and whomever else, the squad. Forget the moderates versus the radicals versus the whatever. Whatever issues you're thinking about, all that's going to pale in comparison to what's about to happen to them with all these other things that they think have just been swept under the rug. For example, Hillary Clinton's got to testify. Yeah. She's got to testify now. Under oath, we're going to now have her record of all this stuff. Lisa Page's transcript said that the FBI wanted to charge Hillary, but higher-ups in the FBI didn't allow it. Those people are going to have to come pay the piper. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. John Durham, supposedly, according to Sarah Carter, is impaneling a grand jury, not for shiggles, because he's got information that he's going to make available to us. What do you think? You think that's... I mean, these are big issues for these guys. Don't think that this is going away by any stretch of the imagination, folks. They're concerned about an election where they got to try to wrangle everybody in, and Donald Trump is expanding his universe every single day. People that used to hate him now go, I can tolerate him. Some people that just used to tolerate him now love him. They love his output. They're like, whoa, who knew? All these factions. And as more and more gets revealed through Hillary's testimony, through Lisa Page's transcripts, through John Durham's grand jury, and ultimately when the stuff leaks out, we know where this ends up. There's no way you sweep this under the rug. I wanted to thank everybody who came to my defense recently. They didn't need to come to my defense. I was back in the news, and I will tell you, I'm actually pretty excited about this I'm about to share with you, because it's really amazing to me that people still remember my work. By the way, this is the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. I was shocked at the number. I'm always shocked at the number of people who still recognize me when I'm out and about. Doesn't happen every time I travel, but somebody will recognize me. If I go to a political event, unquestionably people go, oh, man, where do I know you from? They haven't seen me on Fox, so they'll go, why haven't you been on in a while? Anyway, Donald Brazil told some people that they could go to H-E Double Crooked Socks. Former acting chairwoman of the DNC, said she was a bad girl after she snapped at RNC chairwoman Rona McDaniel the day before on live television. She spoke on Fox News' America's Newsroom and told McDaniel to go to hell after seeing a clip where she suggested the DNC was rigging the election against independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. So she said, shouted it out. That woman can just go. Sorry to use the word, because I try to keep this PG-13. That's not that big of a deal, but usually we make a euphemism for Hades, the devil's lair, whatever you want to call it. But Donna Brazil said this. She didn't tweet it, she said it. And I'm proud of my fans, because years after I left Fox Snooze, I don't call it Fox News, I call it Fox Snooze, as in take a nap. These people defended me. They were tweeting, how in the heck do you let Donna Brazil get away with saying something like that, and then you chastise, you fire Kevin Jackson over his tweet about the lying skanks who are the lying skanks? See, Rona McDaniel was correct in what she said. The Democrats are stacking the deck against Bernie Sanders. There's no question about this. And this lady disputes it vehemently. Go to H-E Double Crooked Socks, right? I tweeted the truth about the Kavanaugh accusers. Fox says, take it back. And I said, I'm not taking it back. And they say, you're fired. You're fired. It's their prerogative. I told Fox years ago, I wouldn't sue you. If I'm delivering on my stuff, I expect to have a job. If I'm not delivering, then you can fire me. I delivered, but they fired me anyway. That's still their prerogative. But my prerogative is I won't be silenced. I'm not, they think that they can shut you down because they don't let you back on, but I'm still doing what I do. I remember people writing to me telling me, you don't have a job now, man. What are you going to do? I'm going to continue doing the job I had before I ever was with Fox. That's what I'm going to do. Anyway, so she said that, and then McDaniel responded the later, tweeting that it's okay. She's having a bad day. She says, if my party were hopelessly divided, she said, I can understand why she said that. And then the next morning, Donna Brazile says, let me say this because I don't want to be a bad girl today. She says, I was a bad girl yesterday because you know I'm a hot sister. Well, apparently she is. And I would say to Rona McDaniel, don't take her lightly. Don't meet her in a back alley because she might kick your butt. And that brings me to Chucky Schumer. Little Chucky Schumer threatening Gorsuch. I'll let you hear it for yourself. You don't have to believe me.
And they're taking away fundamental rights. I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
Threatening SCOTUS judges. And here's what he had to say when Donald Trump made a comment about bad judging. And, I mean, I don't think these guys even remember that everything's recorded, that we keep all this stuff. But here's what he had to say.
The president went on publicly to attack the judge who will decide Mr. Stone's fate. Another example of the president's blatant contempt for the independence of the judiciary. In the past, Chief Justice Roberts has spoken out in defense of the independence of the judicial branch. When the president during his campaign attacked Judge Curiel, the Chief Justice released a statement saying, we do not have Obama judges or Trump judges, Bush judges or Clinton judges. We have an extraordinary group of dedicated judges doing their level best to do equal right to those appearing before them. The independent judiciary is something we should all be thankful for. That's what Justice Roberts said, Chief Justice Roberts. Well, President Trump is once again attacking a federal judge. In this case, Judge Amy Berman Jackson, who is presiding over the Stone case. The nation now looks again to Chief Justice Roberts to make clear to President Trump that these attacks are unacceptable. Speaking of the independence of the judiciary in broad and general terms is well and good. It's a good thing to do. But to not speak up now, when in the middle of this brouhaha, a judge is being attacked by the president before she makes a sentencing decision, that's when we really need the Chief Justice to speak up. So now would be the time for Chief Justice Roberts to speak up. Now would be the time for the Chief Justice to directly and specifically defend the independence of this federal judge. I hope he will see fit to do that and to do it today.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to. So you had two clips from Chuck Schumer. One where he's asking Justice Roberts to intervene because he's saying, well, Donald Trump said some horrible things about this, and this judge is making a decision, yada, yada. But I don't recall Donald Trump making a statement that, you know, you've been warned or whatever it was that Schumer said. I don't remember that. And then, begging Justice Roberts to do that, then Chuck Schumer practically dares these SCOTUS judges to rule against them in the case of, I think it was involving abortion. He's like, I dare these judges, they'll get theirs. Now, this is the same guy that said to President Trump, you mess with the clandestine agencies, the Department of Justice, they'll get you. This is the same party that where Scalise and his group are getting ready for a co-ed softball game and somebody goes and shoots it up. This is the same party that is running around running kids off the road in their cars if you have a Trump flag or bumper sticker on, dragging people out of cars, beating them up, going to Trump rallies and blaming everybody else, who own Antifa, the party of the KKK, the party who will come and give you a beat down if you do the wrong thing. And he says, oh, it was nothing. I didn't say it's being blown out of proportion. No, it's not, folks. More to come on this.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.